your mind? Is it racing?
I need you to be.
Or are you in control of what's going on? You're here with a meeting of the minds. It is Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Here, Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us later on in the hour. With a lot of recipe. I mean, he's got this barbecue thing. He's always on to this barbecue thing. He loves this barbecue.
Summer. Barbecue's fun.
The I have a blog that I've just visited, and I thought, because we were talking about racism, it might be good for us to share some thoughts. This is for all, the blog starts, this is for all you racists out there. On behalf of all my beautiful friends who love us Hispanics in this great country, let me, a Guatemalan-born border-crossing illegal, I ran the border, didn't swim it, I am proud, so save your wetback rhetoric. I'm a voting U.S. citizen, I wanted to share some thoughts with you as I sat in my car last night while waiting for a friend that I drove to the Veterans Administration. I came across a story spreading like wildfire. A lot of ignorant people tried to destroy the image of Mr. Mark Anthony because he sang God Bless America during the All-Star Game. I don't even remember. I know the game was this week. I didn't remember that he was the singer. Was it bad? How is the song? You have copied
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
No.
They just didn't like that he was... that he didn't appear to be a red-blooded American.
Ah.
Mark Anthony?
People. Yes.
Because that makes a big difference.
He was here illegally at some point or not? Or did he come here legally?
Not that I know of. I don't think he was here illegally.
Where is he from originally? He was married to J-Lo for a while, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from... Well, she's from America. She's not a... She's a native-born.
She's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
She is from the Bronx.
Right. Anyway, apparently Mark Anthony was born and raised in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He's not from Mexico. Mark Anthony is a Puerto Rican or of Puerto Rican descent, which means that he is a descendant of people from Puerto Rico, also part of the USA.
He's 5'7" and 44, by the way.
Okay. So I'm trying to... this guy writes this blog because he wants to underscore... How I think what we're getting at here is the same thing that you just said, Kenny. Because he's not apparently a red-blooded American, how dare they have him sing the national anthem, even though he is an American?
Huh?
Right.
He just
doesn't look
like an American. Whatever.
So
that
who
means.
Was upset about this?
There were a lot of people who were
really?
Booing.
How stupid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it is stupid, but it just brings us back to this. I don't know whether I'm beating a dead horse here or not, but all the conversation that we've had today, this week, this month, I'm so tired of racism in this country and people who make judgments based on what they think. Now, I will tell you I'm a hypocrite when it comes to one thing, and that's racial profiling of people who have big noses, dark skins, and between 25 and 45 from the Middle East. Those people need to be profiled. But now the faces, we know from the Rolling Stone or wherever else, we have terrorists who are homegrown or they may come here and they kind of look more like it. So it's harder to be, in a general sense, saying all the bad guys look like this because all the bad guys don't look like that. But I think that when you come down to the brass tacks of the kinds of things that people are impertinent about, Mark Anthony, I mean, I don't think the guy's that attractive, and I don't think he's that good a singer. I don't really care much about anything that goes on in his life. But that's why I wanted to know if we had a copy of the song, because the only way I judge him is whether he sings Banner right or not. If you sing Banner, Banner, then you're okay in my book. If you don't, then you should be deported. That's all. Pretty simple. Right? There you have it.
Did he sing America, God Bless America, though?
Is that what he sang? I thought he sang the national anthem. Anybody know?
I'm not sure. I thought he had sang. I thought it was the anthem, but I didn't see it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You may be right about that.
Oh, what do you know? I'm going home now. Goodbye.
But what does it make what he sang in the sense other than the banner?
That makes no sense because everyone was so excited when Celine Dion sang God Bless America a few years ago, and she's from Canada.
Mm-hmm. What can you say? Hey.
People.
Yep. The story, or actually evidence is probably a better way of putting it. Compelling evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the economic security of women and their families is more fragile today than ever. Women, this is another thing. Not only are we a bunch of racists, we're also a bunch of sexists in this country. Even though there are more and more women involved in running businesses, working in politics, that sort of thing, women are half of the workforce. Disparities in pay are shrinking, but still exist. Two-thirds of all minimum wage workers are women. The poverty rate among women is as high as it has been in 17 years. Women are more likely to file for bankruptcy, have less retirement savings. Women have tried to get more education. Look at the, this is the interesting dichotomy here. Look at the lists of people getting a PhD at any one of our major universities, colleges in this country. 80% of them are women. Did you know that? 80%.
More women are more educated.
Right. And by the way, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be happy to tell you that a lot of, he says a lot of men are not going into medicine. That's true. A lot of women are. A lot of women are not going into veterinary medicine. I'm sorry, did I say women? A lot of men are not going into veterinary medicine. A lot of women are going into veterinary medicine. Women are going into those jobs where there is a vacuum created by men who don't want to or don't are not interested in or not qualified or whatever it is. Remember when men would go into medical school, they'd come out expecting to make $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, average pay is like $200,000 a year for people who are working for a hospital, maybe $250,000, $275,000. Women love that. So I predict, Ken says there aren't going to be enough doctors to go around. I don't agree with that at all. I think there are going to be plenty of doctors. Most of them are going to be women. So, gentlemen, when you get your proctology exam, be prepared for smaller fingers. How's that?
That's a benefit, isn't it?
Point. Is it okay to bring children to a public meeting? We're going to discuss that in a moment here on Good Day. Don't forget Chef Louis and his recipe. Dr. Martin Ginniger was on the program this week to talk about power swabs. You know what power swabs are. If I go around the room, Kenny, power swabs, you know what they are, right?
Right.
Jennifer, you know what power swabs are?
Of course.
Roberta, you have any power? No, she's going to say,
smile!
Why don't you send me some?
Send me some. I keep telling you. I want them. Send me
remove
some.
Remove years of stains off your teeth so you can have that beautiful, handsome, white smile that you have always wanted. Remember, power swabs whitens your teeth on average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. And it is so, so easy to have white teeth. You'll look younger. You'll feel better. It'll also help you look as much as 13 years younger. In fact, according to a recent clinical study, so simple to get power swabs and that whitening system going by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Order now. Mention Doug Steffen. Save 50% off the retail price. Even better, you'll get free shipping. Yellow teeth make you smile less and become self-conscious. That's why you want to call 800-865-7602 and ask them about the new ancillary products that are coming from the folks who make power swabs. Stain out quick stick, tooth gloss shine and gum rejuvenator, ultra white swabs. All these things come and are available in addition to the power swabs. So ask about them when you call 800-865-7602. Call right now. Remember, free shipping, risk-free, 800 power swabs whitening up your teeth, 800-865-7602.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can't help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Doug's good day, or Dudley's good day. The thing that I have in my mind right now comes as a result of me seeing and thinking, well, this is very interesting. Children coming to public meetings, town meetings, boards of selectmen, planning board, whatever local officials may be holding hearings on what and who. There was a lot of blogging and twittering because a woman brought her children to the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting here last week because she was a neighbor and there was some concern about what was being presented. And one of the town meeting members there told her to take her children and leave. And she said, I'm not going to leave. I came here to be heard. I couldn't get a babysitter. I want to participate in the meeting. So what do you think? In this day and age, is it appropriate to bring children to a public meeting of a board, city hall? You know as well as I do that a lot of mothers and fathers bring their children to court when they go in for sympathy from the judge. But what about this? Is it appropriate?
I think when you put it that way, and she said, I'm sorry, I couldn't find a babysitter, but I wanted my voice to be heard. I think absolutely. Why should women be penalized for having to bring a child if they can't find childcare?
Roberta?
I think they should bring the kids if they're well-behaved. You don't want a kid crying and carrying on and running up and down the aisle.
And
there, but, you know,
if the kid can't behave, they should take the kid and walk outside. I mean, that's...
So just give them some NyQuil or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, booze.
Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think if the children are well-behaved, then they should be able to...
Who determines whether they're well-behaved? What is the definition of a well-behaved child?
Can I hear them?
Not being disruptive. But also, it's part of the responsibility of the parent to make sure there's something to keep the kid entertained. Whether it's books, crayons, coloring books, even a portable video system, in some way to keep them entertained, because the kid will get bored. I mean, I get bored during these things.
I get bored sometimes listening to you, Roberta.
I know it.
21 after.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA. HempProtein.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
One of your favorites, Jen Jen, right?
Yeah, sure.
See, here she sounds
She's 14 when she did this, I think.
Yeah, right. She was 13, 14. This is 1996. Released July 19th, I think 19th, 20th, somewhere in there, toward the middle or end of July. And this is quite a voice for a girl that's 13, 14 years of age. She reminds me a little of, I'm listening to Jewel do her yodeling. That's sort of what the
people always
like.
Said she reminded them of Patsy Cline when she came out. Yeah, she was going to be the next Patsy Cline.
Right. And now isn't she sort of trouble?
Well, she's trouble only because she got married, and then she got into a relationship with another married person, and then she went into an all-out war with his ex-wife, and now they're married, but she still fights the ex-wife constantly, and people said she got too thin. She never really had the issue with drugs and alcohol, but people always said she was really too skinny, and, you know, so they were on her for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, she got famous really young. She got rid of her parents, I think. She got away from them, divorced them or whatever. So who knows? I'm sure she probably feels like people use her for her money all the time. But her country career hasn't necessarily gone anywhere. She definitely isn't the next Patsy Cline as far as hits appeal. I think she's trying to get it back. But, you know, she took a little 10-year period off, I think.
Really? And who's her husband?
Now Eddie Cibrian, who's the actor. In
Hot. Are they getting along?
I think so. I don't know. Last time I talked to her, she said they were doing fine.
Really good. Good to know. J.K. Rowling in the news this week. Apparently, she's written a mystery novel under a pseudonym, a nom de plume. Rowling is the author, according to the Sunday Times, of the well-received novel The Cuckoo's Calling. She was writing. She wrote this under the name Robert Galbraith. There's an anonymous tip that was sent to the newspaper, actually it's on Twitter, Kenny, alleging a married father of two with an army background, that's how she described as Robert Galbraith, in fact was J.K. Rowling. They did some digging and discovered they had the same editor, agent, and publisher. Admit one, chalk up one. So why is that bad, one would be wondering out loud. Apparently, a law firm admitted that they were responsible for revealing that Rowling was the author of this book. But why is this? So what? I guess it'd be she's. What is it? Because her public would be upset that she wrote this because she said she wasn't going to write any more Harry Potter books.
I don't know.
No, I think she wanted to write something different and mm-hmm. didn't
not be judged
that,
as J.K. Rowling, right?
Right, right. Exactly. Right.
That all the people who love Harry Potter would be upset that she was writing a regular old mystery.
Yeah. So why do people have to get... I remember my daughter, when she was in school in England, worked for the Sunday Times as their feature editor. And it was really kind of a cool thing to see all the things that would come in there first, because that, like the New York Times, is where people want to go to get reviews, Roberta. They want reviews, and not just the English publicists. They just want... Anybody who's writing a book wants to be well represented and especially the Sunday Times, because that's where their book reviews, like the Sunday, it's the Sunday Times in New York, Sunday Times in London. But I don't see what difference it makes. It sort of reminds me of the Victorian period in England, where in order to be in America, too, respected as an author, you had to have a man's name. Back to this sexist discussion we were having earlier. George Eliot wasn't a man at all, but only had success writing when this woman used George Eliot as the name. And what does that tell you? That was, how many years ago was that? A couple hundred years. 28 past the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for detail.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Spiked lemonade that does for anybody. How are we all doing today? That's good.
Great.
Right here.
I love when there's silence like that.
Wait, what do you think? I'm talking to myself? This is supposed to be a two-way conversation, and I'm getting nothing from you guys. What's the big idea?
What's the big idea? Yeah. Is that I had a little drink of water in my mouth when you asked.
What about Roberta? What about Kenny?
I'm falling asleep.
I said great.
You're falling asleep?
No.
Roberta just said she was falling asleep.
Getting sleep last night.
That's great. That is a real comment on the quality of the conversation.
Wake her up.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug/Dudley, and Chef Louie will be here in a few minutes with his recipe and discussion about food, fun, farm stuff. We'll talk with him about warm weather wines as well, Jennifer.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Restaurant menus that don't seem to work particularly well. I want to kind of, whenever I think about attitude, I don't know why I always think about Roberta. Maybe it's just the New York attitude.
Talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. I want to cultivate in all of us a positive attitude about you. I want Jennifer to feel good about her. I want Roberta to feel good about her. I want Kenny to feel good about him. I want you to feel good about you. A lot of people, you hear me a lot of times, because I'm on to this now. This has been, the last couple of weeks have been very, I suppose, soul-searching might be a way of me bringing around the conversation to a focus. And some people are comfortable with these sorts of conversations, and some people are not. Some people don't want to hear these sorts of, they want to hear a discussion of the issues, want to take apart all of the good guys and the bad guys and find out who the winners and losers are, but they don't want to be in a category that focuses on whether they're a winner or a loser, whether they're a failure or a winner, whether you're full of fear or not. But you will not be successful, I have found. There are some things that all of you know about me. I'm fairly confident, have a lot of bravado, have worked hard all my life, and have achieved some interesting things, none of which I thought much about before Meredith came into my life, because I just sort of took it all for granted. Now, how many of you do that? You do a lot of great stuff, whether it's for yourself, your family, your friends, at work, you've accomplished things, and you don't think about them. at all. I mean, I use Jennifer as a case in point here, who's accomplished tremendous things in her young life, not only with her father and her family's business, but in terms of the way she cares for the people that are close to her. Plus, she has, I don't know how she does it, she has time to watch all those DVRs.
Barely, to fit that in.
No, I mean, I'm serious about this. This is something so many of us are so eager to tear down the other person, to rip them apart, and the fact that you sort of can turn this around and make a positive self-image, and that is feel good about yourself without becoming a narcissist or an egomaniac. And maybe that's a hard thing to do, so I had a couple of thoughts I would pass along to you. If somebody shakes your confidence in yourself, that's them talking, not you. Right? You can be a success no matter what another person says about you. If you have confidence in yourself and you just look at the things that you've done and say, you know, I've done a pretty good job. I'm a pretty good... And that's not overdue. It's not like this phony stuff. I'm the proud parent of an honor roll student at Mafuski Junior High School. That's nonsense. Doesn't do anything because it's not real. But and a lot of the approbations that are given to people today are given in a phony, give people a phony sense of reality, it seems to me, of their own reality. I find myself, though, last night, listen to this. I had two kids on the hayway. We had 98 degrees. I never. The hottest I ever was in a hayfield was 106 one day. I remember it. It was a long time ago. We were out, these kids, I was on the tractor. We baled 1,300 bales of hay yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Six wagon loads of hay. These two kids, one of them was sick for the whole time because he wasn't used to the physical labor. The other one was really good on it and worked and set an example. And I was pleased. So when they were leaving, after it was almost dark when we were finished, I said, good job, guys. I really meant good job, Jose, but I said good job because there was another guy who would come along to help. Just kind of to make them feel, because oftentimes that's all they want. And they really did do a good job. And if you'd have heard me say that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you said I'd lost my mind. Because I hadn't done that.
You didn't compliment them.
No, I didn't at all. So... And that's sort of what, to bring it back around, that's one of the things we don't, you know, the stuff that happens when we have our conversations here, staff meetings, I have meetings with the people that are on the farm, there's not usually a lot of compliments that are headed in either direction. It's always what's wrong. And so, and I heard that all the time from my father. You didn't, Roberta, you heard it from your mother. And Jennifer, I can't imagine you've heard it from either of your parents. And
sometimes they can be a little critical.
Yeah, a little critical.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, I'm sure there are a lot more critical people out there.
But they give you credit for
stuff. Yes, oh, absolutely.
Right. See, that was the thing with me. I never got any of that. At least I didn't get it at home. And I didn't ever get it from other people, but I sort of assumed that I was okay when I was around the animals. That was the sustenance. Kenny, what did you get from your parents as you were...
Oh, my parents, I'm very fortunate. My parents think I'm amazing. I mean, they do.
Well, but Ken, you are.
Yeah, but have they always told you that and you knew that they meant it? So you were aware of your accomplishments and what you did and how it worked for you when you were young.
Yes, to the point of it almost being embarrassing sometimes.
Really?
But, yeah.
See,
but I never doubted that they were proud of me and that they thought that I was doing terrific things.
Good.
That's a good
cool.
thing. Yeah, that is cool. Because I never heard any of that stuff until a year ago when Meredith started talking about, do you realize this, that, or the other thing? And things I never really even thought about. Never. And so what has brought about this focus in my mind, thinking about how all of us ought to try to, it's very hard to do. Subconscious mind is very strong. There's a lot of negativity around a lot of people because a lot of people are jealous. Can you cast it out of your mind? Can you eliminate the negative talk? Can you eliminate, I can't do this, I'm no good, people don't like me, I'll never be able to get this done? Can you get that out of your heart or out of your mind or out of your system? That's probably something that you ought to try a little bit, a little practice. When that stuff comes up, another friend of mine taught me this 4 or 5 years ago, just use cancel. Do you ever do that when you think of thought? Do you ever
cancel?
Just use the words cancel. I can't do that. Nope, cancel. That's you funny. Can do that.
Huh?
Yeah, you've never used that, huh?
No.
Never ever heard that used before?
Nope.
Cancel. Cancel a thought that comes into your mind that's negative.
I say, hey, dummy, stop thinking so negatively.
Right. Cancel. Yeah. Right. Well, okay. Yeah, maybe use that a little bit, too.
Words. Cancel for short.
Hey, you fantastic beating. Stop thinking so, like, dummy.
All right, restaurant menus and labels. We'll get on to Chef Louis' good side with that as a conversation starter, plus his recipe of the week coming right up here on Good Day.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can't help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
In the mood for some ice cream this Sunday? Feel free to indulge. In fact, you have the support of the U.S. Congress and President of the United States. Sunday, July 21st is the 30th annual celebration of National Ice Cream Day. And while the date may not have the same cachet as Independence Day, it's a noteworthy summer occasion with a history as rich as ice cream itself. National Ice Cream Day was first recognized in July 1984 by a presidential proclamation issued by then-President Reagan. The measure described ice cream as the perfect dessert and snack food, and it praised the frozen treat's mass appeal for contributing to the nation's economy. Congress approved the proclamation, and National Ice Cream Day was born. To take part in the 30th anniversary of National Ice Cream Day, ice cream shops coast to coast will offer deals and freebies. And brands like Dove Ice Cream encourage consumers to enjoy a rich, creamy Dove bar and share special National Ice Cream Day content with fans on Facebook. If you can't get your hands on any ice cream this Sunday, that proclamation declared July is National Ice Cream Month, so you have time to savor a delicious American classic.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's A-Plus Savings Sale, Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
It is the Good Day program, 16 before the hour. Chef Louis DeAngelis now joins us with his recipe of the week, among other things. He always loves to send me lots of detail. I don't want the detail. I want to hear it from you. Although we post all of these things in Chef Louis' recipe box. If you go to the homepage, DougStefan.com, right inside down, you'll see Chef Louis' picture. Click on that. You'll see all of the archived recipes that he's been responsible for. And so I want to get to today's. After we look at a new study that we had at today's show at DougStefan.com, Louis, shows that those calorie counts that restaurants have on their menus don't seem to matter. For example, next to the blueberry pie, 400 plus calories. Guess what? Everybody's still eating blueberry pie.
Of course. You're going out to eat. You're going out to enjoy yourself. You're not going to put a wet hanky on the evening by counting calories.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, no matter how much calorie information is on the menu, people still choose the food they like, not what they're supposed to be eating or supposedly that which is healthier. I'm not sure that's the case with me. I am interested, and I kind of pay attention to all that stuff. I think it depends on the restaurant you go to. You expect to get fat at, for example, the Cheesecake Factory, right? That's what you go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like you go to these restaurants every night of the week for most people. I mean, you go out once a week or once every couple of weeks, and you want to let loose and enjoy yourself and enjoy the food. And the calorie count really doesn't bother me a whole bunch personally. You know, it's the portion that I eat, period. That's all I look at.
Mm. There's an important issue here. Several states and municipalities, New York is one of them, Philadelphia, the state of California, state of Oregon, King County and Washington State, have introduced mandatory menu labeling, and then there's soon going to be nationwide regulations that will go to effect thanks to the new Obamacare health care law. But people who are saying this is unrealistic, it doesn't make any difference. It's foolish, in fact. But now you'll see in the McDonald's restaurant at lunchtime, here's the one that's in Brooklyn, Roberta. 1,100 adults aged 18 to 89 went in to eat in a one-hour period.
Wow.
In a McDonald's restaurant. So, well, but what good is all of this stuff? Just thought that was kind of interesting because Louis spends a lot of time reviewing restaurant menus, helping people redo their menus, and helping restaurants survive all over the Southeast. So I thought that that was an important bit of information to pass along. Now, let's get to our recipe. How many barbecue recipes do you have? It seems to me every time I turn around, you're posting some kind of a barbecue recipe here.
Oh, it's summer, Doug. Hey, you know, and barbecue is number one on the agenda for people, especially on the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to cook outside. But, you know, here in Florida, you can set your watch on the West Coast to the lane every day. Right? Every afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Lane.
Yep. Right. So,
you know, what do you do? Well, I still want maybe some barbecue chicken over the weekend, and I got a perfect recipe that you can do it right in your oven, and it tastes just like you came off the grill.
All right. Here's Chef Louis' rainy day oven baked barbecue chicken recipe.
With homemade sauce, I might add, barbecue sauce. But all you do is you take your chicken with some hot oil, and you make sure you brown it good. Put it in a dish with some paper towels to drain a little. You don't want it too wet. Then you take a saucepan, and you're going to add butter, chopped onion, some ketchup, water, cider vinegar, brown sugar, Worcestershire, honey, mustard, and liquid smoke, and let that cook down for about 15 minutes. You have a nice thick barbecue sauce. You add your chicken to it, put it in a baking dish, let it go for an hour at 350, and it's just like it came off the grill, covered with sauce, and you're ready to go. Rain or shine, you have yourself like a great barbecue day.
Really? And when's the last time you fixed this?
Last week, it rained all day Sunday.
So where do you have your barbecue? Where do you have a thing inside the house that you use, or you have a porch? Where do you do the grilling at your place?
My grilling is outside because I it's not in the lanai. My wife doesn't like it in the porch area, you know, in the patio area because the smoke clings to everything. So it's outside. You know, I put my grill and my smokers outside, uncovered, no roof. So if it's looks like it's going to be a rainy day, you know, I have to think twice and figure out what I'm going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned to make these sauces, these barbecue sauces for different flavors, for different proteins, whether it be a chicken or a beef. And do it right in the kitchen, and it comes out wonderfully.
Yeah. All right, so check out Chef Louis DeAngelis's barbecue indoor recipe, oven-baked barbecue chicken. It actually sounds kind of yummy. You could probably do that not necessarily with chicken, but you could do it with lots of different things. I was thinking of doing it with salmon. That's the story. Check it out on the homepage, Chef Louis Recipes, at DougStefan.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
And body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is the place. Tom Parsons is the guy. Bestfares.com is the review site for what's going on in the world of special travel deals. Tom posts something every week, especially for the Doug Steffen crowd. So go to DougSteffen.com, click on Tom's picture, and when you get in there, you'll see all of the deals that have been put together, especially for Good Day listeners. Tom is brought to us by Sherwin-Williams Painting Question. You're interested in getting information about what it is and how to in the paint department. And ask Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Travel information brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. I'm here to ask Tom Parsons from BestFares.com about a JetBlue incident this week. JetBlue has been considered to be one of the better of the startups, more successful. They're flying now. They have, what, they must have 340, 350 planes at this point, don't they?
I'm not sure how many planes they know. They go to something like 70 or 80 destinations. That's pretty good. Mostly point to point, you know, from Boston or New York. And then they do a sort of a mini base in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Long Beach. And but what they did, I guess you haven't noticed since you live in Boston, but the temperature in the Northeast has been pretty high this week.
Yep.
So they came out with a deal on Tuesday, and we put it out on our on everything, the Twitter, our hot deals by email, and it was open pretty heavy on our site. But if the temperature hit in New York City 90 degrees,
yep,
which it's done every day since Tuesday, and even today expecting to hit 100, and tomorrow maybe still in the 90 range, they would, if you went to their website and got their promo code, they would take 90% off your airfare, and you would get out of town either the next day or the day after and get 90% off their airfare. So I guess it just made their whole system keep crashing every day at 12 noon.
Really?
Because, well, you know how much in a no advance purchase airfare. I was looking in Boston, I mean, New York. It was only out of New York, but I still got good news. They had to shut it down, but I do still have good news. But airfare one way, leaving tomorrow out of New York to L.A., is still $607 one way, and about $300 coming back on the promotion. That's been $900, but still 10% of that number is only $90, okay, when you take 90% off. So they turned the program off today until 4 p.m. Eastern. If you can leave out of New York, Newark, JFK, LaGuardia on a JetBlue flight, doesn't matter if it has a connection, doesn't matter, it's good from September 3rd through October 31st, anywhere they fly in the 48 states and San Juan, they'll take 25% off that airfare. And the good news is the September airfares are looking pretty good right now. So, again, I saw cities like New York to L.A., $255. So, it's still, if you can go out one of those, if you live in Philadelphia, go out in New York. If you live in Hartford, go out, you know, LaGuardia, JFK, or something in that area. But, you know, when you look at the population in the New York region area, it's pretty big. So, there's still a lot of people who can take advantage of that deal. But that's the deal. Guess what the promo code is, by the way?
I give up.
Too hot to handle. But anyway.
Too hot to handle. All right. So, that's a
T-O or T-O-O?
The number two, hot to handle. You know, the number, hot.
Okay.
It's too hot to handle. And that's, and if not, you can go, we have a link on it. We took it down late last night, but it's still on the homepage where the link will take you and you'll see the new promo code if you can't remember it. So, but it's still one you must book before 4 p.m. this afternoon to take advantage of this deal. But that's a deal that just turned this, it's sort of Southwest. We've seen it happen to Southwest. It happened to JetBlue. Too many people trying to get on the website and they shut it down. So they decided not to do it today. It was supposed to go today and tomorrow, and it looks like the temperature would have made it too, but sorry, Charlie, it's over. The other thing that's going on this weekend, it's a good weekend to be booking $118 airfares, probably between over 100 city pairs, like a Baltimore, whatever. And then there's also some snooze you lose. The best one we got today is Boston, San Diego. This is, I know you don't go to San Diego, but you do go to LA.
Hurry up.
San Diego, $204 round trip on Alaska Airlines.
All right, there it is. Check them all out at bestfares.com. Find it if.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.